coffee,
mocha latte time. Setting espresso drink and fun show coming up for you. We have number 5 in the Bean to Bowl series, Bowl Park, Coffee Scene in Elmira and Binghamton, New York, and an all new music exclusive from Mod Dog coming up next. Hello and welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is Circus Boy Nathan coming to you from, where am I this week? Cleona, Pennsylvania. Actually at my parents' place for Thanksgiving. Isn't that nice? Yes. So I'm here at Cleona, Pennsylvania. The circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee. And always come to you every week, give you the coffee scene in the local towns I've been in, and always leave it unedited, unscripted for your listening pleasure. That is for all you out there listening around the world. So, great things this week. It was not too busy week coffee wise, but great Bean to Bowl series. Some really found out some new and unusual things about coffee and the research, and yeah, I'm excited about this. Is Thanksgiving week actually this week too. I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but first I'm just going to jump right into things here in the coffee scene. And like I said, we had a split week this week, which is in circus talk means we played two towns in 1 week. Is Elmira and Binghamton, both in New York there in the southern tier. And I'll start with Elmira quickly. Oh, and as always, per tradition, I'm going to pull my espresso shots here, because there's nothing better than drinking espresso while talking about espresso. Of course. And so let me got the machine all set up here, and bear with me as I get the cups here. Now this week, the espresso is from the Mad Hatter, which is right, if you remember a couple episodes ago, I talked about Lebanon, PA. Right down the street is my favorite coffee shop for this area, which is the Mad Hatter. And they brew beans by Harbor Roasting, I believe it is, in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hershey being the home of the Hershey chocolate bar. But this is Harbor Roasting's Italian espresso roast. So get the machine set up here, and all right, here we go. Set up, get going there, and I tried some. I had some other beans this week from. It's going to be one of the coffee shops I talk about here. Soulful Cup, and they roast there. They're in Corning, New York, and I had good success with their roast too. A little bit on the dark side for my preference, but good stuff. So. Okie dokie, here we go. And how's it out? Alright. Pull it out there. Ooh, looks good. Nice dark crema. Not quite as thick as I'd like, but smell it here. Take a little sip quick. Not bad. Not bad. I think, I don't know. I'll just say not bad for now, and I'll keep sipping it and move on. So Elmira, New York. Now, Elmira, I have to say, in all my coffee travels, circus travels, what have you, I have never, I don't think, been in a town yet that doesn't have a, no wait, let me correct myself. Pikeville, Kentucky did not have a coffee shop in the entire town. Which is in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, in Pikeville, Kentucky. But I think every other place I've been in the country has had at least one coffee shop in town. Well, Elmira, New York, folks, does not have a coffee shop in town that I know of or could find of or that anybody local knew about. No coffee shop whatsoever. I think that's a first for the Best Mocha Latte search. But on the other hand, in that area, right north is Horseheads, New York. I don't know where they got the name. And, yeah, Horseheads had two places there. First is Louie's, which is on Hanover Square, right? There's a really weird-looking kind of intersection there in Horseheads. And Louie's on Hanover Square, it's kind of more of a cafe than a coffee shop, I'd say. And I wrote about their mocha latte. Didn't have any 16-ounce in-house cup, so they served it to-go cup. Not much foam. They ask on the whipped cream, weak espresso, actually too weak, and use Monin chocolate syrup. Excuse me. So I gave them a 3.5. They have great. I tried their pizza there, and it's kind of a little cafe place that looks out on the square. And that's mainly what they do. Their lattes. I'm not a fan of the Monin chocolate syrups, and it was okay drink. It was there, kind of, so it wasn't there. One more place, the Creme Coffee and Tea, which is also there in Horseheads. It's a little place right by a church there. If you don't know where it is, you'll almost miss it out. It's on Old Ithaca Road going out of Horseheads. And I wrote on this one, I wasn't a fan of this drink. They used powdered dark and white chocolate. Icky if you're Monty Python fans. I wrote okay foam, served auto to-go cup. They asked on the whipped cream, but average espresso. It was overpowered by chocolate taste. So I gave them a 2.3 for La Creme Coffee and Tea. And very nice place inside. A few tables there. Nice ceiling, I don't know, call them sconces, textures, borders, what have you. Very nice feel, very good service, but the mocha latte wasn't so good. The last place in Elmira was Corning, New York, which is about 15 minutes west of Elmira, and they're known for their glass. The glass one, there's a glass factory there, and they're well known for that. But I didn't have time to go to the Glass Museum, the National Glass Museum, but I did have time to check out Soulful Cup. And they are a little place there on the main, I think it's called Main Street, that goes right through the middle of town. It's a very touristy kind of town. Lots of little shops and antique places, little cafes, and obviously glass shops because it's a tourist town there. Very nice little feeling to the Corning town there in Corning, New York. But Soulful Cup, they roast their own beans. I wrote for their mocha latte, served in-house cup. Not a bad or great drink, really. It was there, I wrote. Decent espresso, they asked on whipped cream. Pretty nice foam, no latte art, though. The foam was tight enough to do latte art, but I guess the barista, she didn't want to mess with that. I wrote it was messed with the chocolate. And there was it was Ghirardelli's, but there was white chocolate added. So if the white chocolate wouldn't have been there, I think it could have been something actually fairly on the 4.0 plus side of the scale. So gave them a 3.7. And if you're sitting there asking, what is this bean scale, Nathan, that you're using? Well, if you go to bestmochalatte.blogspot.com, I actually have my bean rating scale there and explanations of what the 1 through 5 bean ratings mean. So before I move on to Binghamton area, it's Bean to Bow Series Part 5 this week. It's the long-awaited final chapter in what happens from the... We started out with how history of coffee and how it's grown and cultivated. Then the second one we did was the roasting and how it's roasted, different kinds of roasts. The third was the grinding and different types of grinder. The fourth was brewing last week and the variable ways that you can brew that beautiful black coffee bean. And this week is the bow, which, well, you'll hear about how it affects the coffee. So without further ado... Three, two, All right. Well, welcome to part 5 of the Bean to Bao series. This is the Bao part that you've all been waiting for, that we all know so well, is what happens when the coffee enters our body. I have to preface this by saying I'm not a doctor by any means. I play the trumpet for a living. So my advice and research and such should be taken as that, as someone who likes coffee and did a little bit of looking around on and finding out about this, and my advice is definitely not to be taken as hard medical advice by any means. So I just want to throw that out there as a disclaimer. So part 5, how does coffee affect our bodies? Well, is it good? Is it bad? Well, we have to first look at what is coffee. Literally, coffee has, you know, once it's roasted, there's all kinds of chemical reactions that happen during that roasting process that you would never get out of just the green bean. If you had ground up an unroasted coffee bean, you wouldn't get near all the different properties that you do that you do from a roasted bean. Even though the green coffee bean does have more caffeine than a roasted one, but we'll get to that later. So, what is coffee? It literally has thousands of substances in it. The most, there's actually two main substances that, we may not all know of them, but the main one is caffeine, and I think that's why majority of us out there drink any kind of coffee-related thing. It's the caffeine, and what is caffeine? You're probably asking. I have a quote here the one website. Well, I'll mention the website in a minute. It's literally, the quote goes, a mild stimulant of the central nervous system and as a result can influence human behavior, which is very true. Caffeine has that effect of kind of quickening the pulse a little bit. Sometimes you'll sweat. You might get a little bit increased, blood pressure. You know, it also gives actually some increased focus. You know, kind of wakes you up a little bit, gives you a jolt. Now, how much caffeine really is in, say, an average size cup of coffee? Well, there's actually your average cup of Joe that you would get is about 85 milligrams. Now you're saying, Nathan, 85 milligrams, that doesn't really mean anything to me, unless you're in the pharmaceuticals or work with milligrams on a daily basis. So compared to other, you know, coffees, drinks, what is that? Well, we said an average cup of coffee has about 85 milligrams. An instant cup of coffee has 60 milligrams. That's the flavor crystal stuff. Decaf cup of coffee has 3 milligrams, so there is just a little bit of caffeine in a decaf cup. Bag tea that you buy, like that Lipton type tea, has about 30 milligrams per cup. Instant tea has about 20 milligrams per cup. And hot cocoa or hot chocolate, you know, that we all love and drink during wintertime, well, that only has 4 milligrams of caffeine, because as you all know, cocoa is one of there's cocoa, tea, and something I can't remember, something else. They all have caffeine in them, although albeit small amounts. So like for hot cocoa, you'd have to literally drink almost 20 or 16 cups of hot cocoa to get the same as one cup of coffee. So it's quite a bit of difference. Now, how long does that buzz last, that caffeine, when it gets into your system? Well, it usually takes anywhere from 15 minutes to could be even 2 hours to fully be absorbed by your bloodstream in your system. And usually it stays there for young men or elderly men, anywhere between 2.5 to 4.5 hours, depending on your body chemistry. Now, this actually varies for different people. As I said, your body chemistry. For example, smokers, how long the caffeine buzz lasts is actually reduced by 30 to 50% for smokers. So smokers would actually have to drink To keep that buzz up, would have to drink almost twice as much coffee as someone who doesn't smoke, which I never knew. I found that pretty interesting. Also, women taking oral contraceptives, they say that caffeine lasts twice as long in the system. And women in the last trimester of pregnancy, the caffeine actually lasts up to 15 hours, that effect of caffeine. Now, you're probably asking, caffeine, you know, do women drink coffee during pregnancy? Well, yeah, and some people have said that it affects pregnancy, but really caffeine, there was a study done where they say that as long as you have under 300 milligrams a day, there's really no negative effects. Some of those studies that have that I found that have negative stated negative effects of caffeine on pregnancy were done on animals and not human beings. All the ones that have been done on humans, human fetus, they haven't found any negative effects under 300 milligrams. And 300 milligrams, that's roughly three and a half, you know, cups a day, which is, you know, that's still a fair amount of coffee in a day. Also, the last thing, so we said caffeine, it's a stimulant, you know, on your nervous system. And we talked about how long it lasts. And the last effect is it's also a diuretic, meaning that it makes you want to urinate or go to the bathroom more frequently, which as a result, I think it can dehydrate you. They say it doesn't, but I think anything that's making fluids come out of your body is dehydrating you if you're not replacing them. So it's definitely a diuretic. So first one is caffeine. Second one is polyphenols, which are also known as antioxidants. Now, antioxidants is a big buzzword today in the health food industry, the health and organic food industry, and you're probably asking, what are antioxidants? I've heard about them on TV, I've heard about them on the radio, I've seen planes flying with banners that say antioxidants. I even had a seagull talk to me about antioxidants. So you're saying, what are these antioxidants? Well, antioxidants are known to protect against the breakdown of the body, basically, on the cellular level. Breakdowns that actually have shown to contribute to cancers and cardiovascular problems. So it's a pretty big deal. And this is based on a lot of research in the last decade, I'd really say, is one that's really start to come to become, you know, at least in American, I don't know if you call it society, but media, definitely become a big buzzword in American media and health circles. But basically, you can look at it as antioxidants are a very important part of the body's natural defense. And they actually did a study on how many polyphenols, how many antioxidants a cup of coffee is. And what they did is they looked at you know, what the average person drinks a day. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that average American drinks 1.64 cups a day, and that translates as far as antioxidants. The average daily consumption from coffee for Americans is 1,300 milligrams. Now, you say, once again, you're probably saying, Nathan, 1,300 milligrams, is that a lot or is that a little? Well, compared to tea, you're talking, well, 1,300 milligrams is that, I believe, that 1.64 cups. So it's roughly 800 milligrams antioxidant compounds per cup. Now compare that to tea, which is 294, bananas, which is 76, or even some other things in your diet, like dry beans, which is 72, corn, which is 48. So it's really, coffee has, in at least in the American diet anyway, has the largest amount of antioxidants by far than any other beverage we have. Roughly four times, actually, as much as tea. So you get four times the health, I guess you could say, from tea. So it's, you know, it's a pretty healthful drink, as much as a bad rap it gets. Now, I'm going to look at, we originally talked about what's good and what's bad about coffee. Well, the good things about coffee is, and this is, remember, you have to drink it in this is if you're drinking it in moderation. Like all things, as Benjamin Franklin said, all things in moderation. So what's good about coffee? Well, it increases awareness. Kind of gives you that jolt to wake you up. It doesn't cause cancer, and there's actually, as I just said with antioxidants, evidence that can actually protect against some cancers and so forth. Some people actually said it caused bladder cancer, because of the whole diuretic thing, but they found that's usually more from smoking rather than from the coffee. It can help with asthma sufferers, i.e. increased circulation in the body. There's evidence showing that it gives some protection against Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. May postpone muscle fatigue for athletes and any kind of prolonged physical activity, I guess you could say. Can help with headaches, minor headaches, and it's low calorie. There's a black cup of coffee straight up, no sugar, no milk. Pretty much has no calories. So for those of you on a diet, that's good news, I guess. There's no calories. Now, what's the bad side of coffee? Well, you can have minor withdrawal symptoms if suddenly cut off. I know myself that when I drank a fair amount of coffee and then stopped for a day or two, I started to get headaches and be a little cranky, and those are definitely withdrawal symptoms. Although the I forget the name of it, one of the American councils said that coffee doesn't meet the full criteria to be an addictive substance, so it's not fully considered an addictive substance. What else is bad about coffee? It does have a mild effect on cholesterol. They say that the Scandinavian method, where you boil a coffee, which is, as far as I can tell, very similar to the Turkish coffee brewing method, like we talked about last week, since it has more of the solids in there and those solids are ingested, has slightly more bad effect on your cholesterol in there. But it's actually, from everything I've read, nothing terribly serious. It's not as bad as, say, eating a Big Mac from Mickey D's. Ulcers. Well, there's kind of that myth that they cause ulcers because there's tannins and coffee has that ability to be acidic. But really, they don't cause them as much as agitate what is already there. Heartburn. It can cause a little bit, but not really enough to stop drinking coffee. What about osteoporosis? A lot of people say that it has a bad effect on your bones, makes them brittle. Well, studies have shown that those who do or don't drink coffee still get the same amount of, osteoporosis. So there's really no research evidence as of late that says really anything bad about coffee or coffee having a negative effect on osteoporosis. And what about blood pressure? I mentioned that earlier. Not really. If you're sensitive to caffeine and have a very sensitive stomach, or have never drank coffee in quite a while, and then you drink, like 3 or 4 cups, yeah, your blood pressure is probably going to go up. But not really any more than if you were, frightened, like at a bad movie or, got really excited about something. It's, about that same rise in blood pressure that you get. So really, for as much of a bad rap as coffee gets, it's really a pretty healthful drink, and there's not really any negative side effects. We said that in your body, the main ingredients of coffee are caffeine that you get out of it, and the antioxidants, which are both good things, and caffeine in moderate amounts is actually beneficial for your system and doesn't really hurt you that much. So I, from every effect I have found on the body, I'd say it's a really good thing. And does it hurt children? No. From everything I've found, it doesn't really have any bad effect on, doesn't stunt their growth, doesn't make them grow a third ear or anything crazy like that. So my sources today, I just want to give a quick, you can do your own research. A lot of this info I got from the Coffee Science Info Center, which is it's called COSIC for short. It's at www.cosic.org, and they have a lot of in-depth stuff. If you're in the medical field, they have a lot of big long words that I'm sure would tickle your fancy if you can go on that site and read it. Lots of great stuff there, really good stuff. The other one was USA Today. Just go to usatoday.com and search coffee and health. Last was BBC World News. Coffee is health drink. Search for that, and there was an article by Mark Duff there that had some good stuff. So that concludes the final part of the Bean to Bowel series. I've hoped you've got at least a little new information. I know I've learned quite a lot in researching the series for you guys, and I hope you enjoyed the Bean to Bowel series. So for the last time, this has been All right, welcome back. Welcome back. So, coffee scene in Elmira, New York was we talked about there, and so not much there. Next is Binghamton, New York, right about only about an hour east of Elmira, and we'll get right to here. Binghamton, New York. There were a couple places. Like I said, it was a split week, so I didn't have a lot of time to ride the bike around. But I tried first is Latazza. Right there across on the south side of the river. And I wrote, it looked really nice. The barista, she did a good job with it, actually took a lot of care. But here she took a lot of care taken in the look. It was served in-house cup. She auto whipped cream, though, with chocolate syrup on top. A little too sweet for my taste, otherwise okay. And I think that sweetness came from the whipped cream and the chocolate on top. So I give the drink a 3.7. Now, the vibe of the place is really cool. It's kind of like that, kind of funky chic, maybe. It's they have the furry pink chairs with gold trim around the chairs. And a lot of local art in there, kind of eclectic art. And I was there on Friday night, and they had acoustic guitar player. It all kind of worked together, though. It's free wireless, very kind of upscale, funky upscale, maybe more kind of feel. So nice place there at Latazza, nice place. Next place is Java Joe's, and right here I wrote, too sweet, no foam at all. Served in-house cup. They have some whipped cream, but I'm not a fan of the chocolate in this drink. Just sloppy milk and chocolate prep. And I gave them a 2.8 for Java Joe's. It's kind of a cool place. You walk in there, brick wall on one side, kind of the wood roof, you know, kind of that, I wouldn't say generic American coffee shop look, but it, you know, definitely fits in that box. The baristas were nice. I was a little worried when I went in because I saw their espresso machine was leaning down. It seemed like all the places in town were using Astra, I think is the name of the espresso machines, like Astra 2 station machines. Their espresso machine at Java Joe's was actually leaning, like it looked like it was ready to fall off the counter. I was like, well, in my experience, living in an RV and never being exactly level, I've had trouble getting pulling consistent shots on from my espresso machine, because if your espresso machine's not level, then it doesn't come out quite right. So I was a little skeptical, and sure enough, the Mocha Latte wasn't so good, but it's kind of a fun place. Free Wi-Fi there, and you can get sandwiches and such. So that was Java Joe's. And that actually wraps it up for this week. I wanted to try Coffee Talk there, and kind of a funny story. I called them up earlier in the day and said, oh yeah, we're open until 10 o'clock. And I showed up at 9:30 p.m., yeah, you know, after a long day playing shows, played a couple shows, and showed up, got there at 9:30, and the guy's like, oh, sorry, I'm cleaning our espresso machine. He's like, I shut it down already. I'm thinking, well, what do you have to clean besides, you know, you just, you know, clean the portafilter and the cups, and I don't know, I was kind of disappointed, I guess, because it was a half hour before closing, and couldn't even get to Mocha Latte. They said they're open till 10, so I don't know. Coffee Talk, You may get an espresso if you go there, or their machine may be shut down. I don't know. Hopefully you have better luck and they treat you better than they did me. But that's the coffee scene in Binghamton. There was there were I think one or two more that I wanted to try. Was that Coffee Talk and I think the Lost Dog Cafe, and that was but I didn't have time there because we were only there for like pretty much 48 hours really with the split week and all. So that concludes the coffee scene this past week. Coming up this next week, it is Turkey Day. It's Turkey Day. For those of you listening overseas and not familiar with the American custom of Thanksgiving, it's, I think, the fourth Thursday of every November, as proclaimed by Abraham Lincoln, or was it Lincoln or Roosevelt? My American history is showing. But it's Thanksgiving, where we celebrate the Thanksgiving dinner between the Pilgrims and the Indians back in the 1600s there. And, they up in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And it's usually traditional to have turkey and stuffing and sometimes candy yams or sweet potatoes, they're also known as. And what else? Mashed potatoes, cranberry filling, so all that good stuff. And people get together, there's football games on TV, there's parades. And one of the best parts, if you're a greedy American consumer, is Black Friday, which again, for those of you listening overseas, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving when, the U.S. retail machine begins their holiday push, really. And it's generally considered the busiest, the busiest day of shopping, I think, for the entire year. And a lot of people do their Christmas shopping on Black Friday. And it's crazy. People go out, wait in line at like 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning. My family usually has a tradition of getting together and eating lots of food and falling to sleep from the tryptophan and the turkey on Thanksgiving and going out waiting in the freezing cold on Black Friday morning. So I'm excited this week because I am going to take Best Mocha Latte search on the road, and I don't think I'll have mocha lattes out there for waiting in line from the chili, but I'm definitely going to take coffee out there, and we're going to do a Mocha Latte on the road podcast in line, whichever store has the best sales, and maybe talk to some people waiting in line as well, and we'll talk about the coffee that we're drinking, and how insane we are for standing out in the freezing cold in the middle of late November. And so it should be a good time had by all. So definitely tune in next week to check that out. Also, I'm going to try to see if I can wrangle Mr. Turkey in and see what his opinion on coffee. We'll see. That's still in the works. I had to contact Mr. Turkey's lawyer and see what, he had to see if I could get time with Mr. Turkey about his views on Thanksgiving and what he can and can't say. So that you'll have to tune in next week to see if that comes through. I'm crossing my fingers, I'm pulling for this interview, but you know how the legal system works, so we shall see. And so that's next week. And also, if you haven't checked out the website recently, bestmochalatte.podomatic.com, there's a new look to the website. I think you'll like it, so check that out. And also, you can call in or send me an email. You can always send an email at bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, or you can call in to 206-202-1444 and leave a voicemail there saying how much you like or even dislike, for that matter, the podcast or my voice or my hairstyle or my choice of mocha lattes. I don't know, whatever. Just make sure you leave your name and say hello. And I'm also gonna put out there I'm looking for people to do the mocha latte time intro. So if you have a good idea for the intro, I want to open it up to all you listening around the world. And if you're in, if you're in Poland and want to say it's mocha latte time in Polish, do a Polish intro. That would be awesome. I'd love that. I'll put that up there on the podcast, and you will be the intro. But just you have to make sure you say it's mocha latte time. That's the, you know, the key. But be creative. Be creative. So yeah, you can record that on the homepage at the webpage at bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. Click on record a comment, or you can call in that number 206-202-1444. And yeah, be creative. Leave a best mocha latte time intro up there. I'm excited to see if there's any creative people left out there in the world. I'm sure there's some of you. I'm sure there's some of you left. So yeah, without further ado, my dog this week, brand new music. I just want to say, send out a big thank you actually to my dog. He's my dog. You're probably asking who he is. You heard him a little bit in the one last week on the Syracuse Coffee Fest with the Circus Band. He is one of the keyboard players in the Circus Band, and this is one of his hobbies, coming up you know, with this music. And he's responsible for all the music on my podcast. For all the music you've ever heard from day one is all, you know, product of my dog. So he's doing great things. Actually, a link to his webpage there on my webpage. Just click on Hear Music, hear more of my dog's music, and you can check it out. And if you even want to hire him to do music for your company, TV show, whatever, he's... Yeah, send him an email there. So, new one this week, he's got up. There's this big craze, talking about crazy shopping people. The PS3, PlayStation 3 came out this week, and people were literally camping out in tents in front of the places like 3 days ahead of time. Insane. So, my dog wrote a tribute, a throwback to video games of yesteryear, and he calls this Game Over. I guess for those of you who didn't get your PlayStation 3. So, until next week, as I always say, drink what you like what you drink. Take care. Bye.